Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Rockridge Rockets off to a 1-0 start. They win last night down at Sunny Lane Field at Monmouth as they beat the Monmouth Roseville Titans by a final of 27-7. I know 7-7 in the first quarter. Then Coach Graves, you score a couple of times to build a 20-7 cushion at halftime. But you know, the one number I look at that probably a little frustrating for you last night, you told me off the air a couple of drives stalled where you thought maybe you had some points out there, and then I see four fumbles last night and you lose three of those, so that negates a little bit, I think, of the 500 yards total offense.
Yeah, you know, it was a good effort by everybody, and there's definitely stuff to work on. Told the guys it's a great week one for them, and enjoy it and smile. And we kind of joked with them that film room should be fun on Monday for them, though. So, you know, it's all, you never know what to expect week one. You know, it's with numbers the way they are and everything, you don't really get a true live look. You can't take the chance of getting people hurt, and week one's kind of a mystery of how people are going to do out there, and it's kind of weird how that works out now.
Well, that is an interesting point, and by that you're saying you have to take the pedal off a little bit at practice, you think, because you're worried about kids getting hurt and impacting the roster. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I us coaches talk about it quite a bit that you know, we just feel like tackling suffers and everything because we're hitting less and less each year, it seems like, and you know, we don't do a lot of live stuff anymore.
Man, you just brought up another issue I need to talk about a little bit more with coaches down the road. That's an interesting point you bring up, Coach. You told me off the air, I said, man, fireworks display offensively last night for your offense, about, what, 365 yards in the paper. They had you rushing 221 yards passing, so, you know, at about 500 yards, but you said it didn't seem like that.
No, that was the weird thing is that, you know, after the game, when they started telling us stats, I think the paper came up and said we had like 600 yards total offense, and you know, we were like, wow, we had 600 yards. It just, I think maybe it was just because those, you know, probably the turnovers and the drives that stalled out and being stuck on that 20 mark for a while on 27, you know, but you know, it just proved how good the guys did and how good they moved the ball.
Yeah, you are correct. It's 365 and 221. So yeah, close to 600 yards for the Rockets last night offensively. You look at that game last night again. It looks like you get that little cushion at halftime, going up 20-7, and you get that final score of the game, I think, in the fourth quarter. I assume, you know, when you have that type of total offense number, there were some opportunities where you probably felt you should have scored additionally in the second half.
Yeah, we were down in the red zone a couple times, and you know, a drive stalled out for this reason or that, and yeah, you know, I think that's just something we'll get better with. You know, it was, you could just tell a couple plays were off here and there, and then you know, your first live look at a good team. You know, Monmouth was big and physical up front, and I think they'll do pretty good on that large school side this year. I really do. They're a playoff team.
Well, and you look at how you really won the statistical battle, 28 first downs, yet you hold them to 10 first downs and just 108 yards rushing on 32 attempts, so about 3 yards per carry, give up 177 yards passing. So it looked like a pretty good night last night for the Rocket defense.
Yeah, great job. And, you know, the something I mentioned on the air last night post-game is, you know, there's little things we can work on, like I talked about. You know, I'm sure we'll go back and look at tackling. I think two of their big passing plays were, you know, out routes that or 3 or 4 yard out routes that we come down and miss a tackle, and then they turn into 60 some yard plays. But the thing is that, you know, the guys had such great, and I think I worded it character last night. It shows you the type of kids they are and the players they are. Both times, kids on the backside didn't give up and quit. I think Cody Bush was one and Riley Federer was the other one that sprinted down the field and tackled them inside the 10. And we ended up stopping them both times on the goal line on fourth down and getting the ball both times back, and they didn't score. So just, you know, in just an incredible team effort. And that's what's so nice about it is, yeah, we made some mistakes. And when you look at that 177 yards throwing they had, I mean, 100 of it was after missed tackles, but, you know, just an incredible job playing together and I worded it character, just not letting them hang in your head and saying, oh, dang it, you know. They just fought and didn't give up, and we ended up turning them away at the goal line.
So a 27-7 week one victory for Rockridge over Monmouth Roseville, taking on Erie Prophetstown at home. Next week, Coach, the bonus question I've been asking coaches this week, you know, we talked a lot about the participation numbers last week with our coaches, and, you know, I did the Morrison-Sherrard game last night, and, you know, Morrison, I think they have a roster of quality, but the quantity is an issue, like most schools, you know, very thin roster. And I asked Coach Bielema, you know, I said, you think there is ever a time where this area of the state is seriously going to have to explore the concept of eight-man football? Do you think that's ever going to be a thing in this area when you're looking at some of the participation numbers you see now?
You know, I don't know. I hope not. I don't know. I think that was brought up last year. I know a few teams jumped at it. I think, I don't know how many there are, like five or six playing it now, kind of those smaller schools up north. I think like Alden Hebron and, you know, a couple schools are doing it. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's still okay right now. I mean, it's a struggle. I mean, we have, I think, eight guys going both ways. So, I mean, you're always taking the chance that I think it increases the odds of injuries when you do that, too. Guys are so drained and exhausted and physically beat that, you know, they're out there for a long time putting their bodies on the line. But, you know, I still think if you're in the 40s and you can still put together a good unit out there for 11-man football.
All right. Coach, appreciate the help this morning. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Rockets win last night, put nearly 600 yards total offense on the board last night. Had to punt just once, and they beat Monmouth Roseville 27-7. We'll have more on WRMJ in a moment.